Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, for those of you who tuned in on Thursday and Friday, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with John Lofton of the American View. Wow, wasn't that rather startling? I think it was startling. He had interviewed, well, Lynn Vincent. He had talked to Lynn Vincent of World Magazine and Stephen Ertelt of LifeNews.com 2 years ago, challenging them on this claim that George W. Bush renominated 20 pro-life judges, and this was reported without any evidence that these judges were pro-life. That is called a fabrication of news. And when we're dealing with the question of whether or not governing officials support the killing of the innocent or protecting the innocent, and to fabricate that, that is unacceptable. So John Lofton, I really appreciate that. He and I have known each other for years, and through this, we're becoming closer. He has a blog at his website about our efforts, and I think you could go to theamericanview.com and just search for Bob Enyart. You'll find his blog, and you might want to give a comment or see what's up over there. And I want to thank John for telling people. He put our schedule for our four-day, four-state tour of the Midwest, and what a tremendous tour it was. It was all about focus on the strategy, and we ended up doing eight events. It was extraordinary. The response from people who recognized that National Right to Life has misled them and the body of Christ, and that the pro-life strategy that has been endorsed by many of our largest Christian ministries is based on secular humanism, it is immoral, and it is a failure. By the way, that website, if you go to theamericanview.com/forums, you go right to their forums, and you could see how John is helping us here. John Lofton is helping us here at Bob Enyart Live. Okay, so I want to tell you what happened on this trip. Lord willing, we are moving forward with another full-page ad for Birmingham, Alabama. Now, that might sound like a small city, but the Birmingham News, the circulation on a weekday is over 300,000 because it's a major regional paper. And the Reverend Flip Benham is going to be in Alabama, in Birmingham, with his national event, his annual Operation Save America, Operation Rescue event. And I will be there Tuesday night. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I'll be presenting Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel. Well, if everything turns out as it looks, we are taking out a full-page ad in the Birmingham News the day before, that Monday. And we will be inviting people to come on out and hear the presentation in person. And this is another extraordinary opportunity. Also, we are now, the money has been coming in for our full-page ad in Christianity Today to expose the immoral pro-life strategy of National Right to Life, and that the pro-life movement, a Christian movement, has been handed over to lawyers, and lawyers are not good at discerning spiritual truth and right and wrong. And they have led this Christian movement, including huge chunks of the body of Christ, down a path of moral relativism, secular humanism, and in fact, immorality. So there is alternative leadership arising in America for the pro-life movement, and that's what this whirlwind tour was about. So it started out on Thursday in Brookville, Indiana, and this was a small church, Church of Christ, and there was a mailing sent out. There were ads in a few local newspapers inviting people to come and evaluate pro-life strategy, anti-abortion strategy. We had a wonderful turnout, including representatives from two different crisis pregnancy centers, including their executive directors, some of their staff. And here's the first thing I heard on this tour. The first director of the CPC gets up. We invited them both to speak for 5 minutes before the presentation. And she gets up, Mary, beautiful Christian gal, and she said, "I got an invitation to come to this event tonight, and I asked what it would be about, and I was told partial birth abortion. And so I was concerned, and I asked for more information. I went to their website. I read their open letter to Dr. Dobson, and I was moved almost to tears, because what they are saying, what Colorado Right to Life is saying, and Bob and Yurt Live, what they are saying is true. And we, as a Christian community, the pro-life movement, we need to get back on track of doing what is right and honoring God. That was the opening of the tour. And it was just humbling. It was moving. I got to give our one-hour presentation, which we have on a DVD. It's called 40 Years in the Wilderness. You could get that from us at the same number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So I would say after the event, we had our open table. Anybody who purchased 10 copies of the DVD or 20 would get also an original copy of the Colorado Springs Gazette newspaper that we took out the first full-page ad. And by the way, we'll make that offer available this week. If you call in and you bulk order 20 copies of the DVD, that's only $100. And then you'll have them available to give to Sunday school teachers, Christians, pro-lifers, friends, enemies. You'll have them available to share with people. Then we will also, if you request, we will give you an original copy of the Colorado Springs Gazette. And that is historic. You can't reproduce pages out of a newspaper, as far as I could tell. It comes with the front page of the newspaper and the page that the open letter was on in the news section, the front section of the paper. Okay. So people were coming up to the resource table, our book table. They were buying the DVDs, getting the Colorado Springs Gazette page with the original open letter, thanking us. Both CPC staff and directors fully agreed. The second director that I haven't mentioned, her name was Mary. The director of the second was Lynn. Lynn asked if it would be possible in the fall if I could return and be their speaker at their annual banquet. She said, we usually get 150 to 200 people. Would you please come and present Focus on the Strategy to our people? They need to hear this. And so she took some of the DVDs, sharing it with her staff. And what an honor to be invited. And I pray that works out. And if it works with my schedule, if not, we'll have one of the maybe directors of Colorado Right to Life go out and do the banquet. Either way, this could be very powerful. So then we traveled north to Toledo, Ohio, to WPOS, and I was interviewed in studio for a half hour by popular talk show host Mark Siffer. He's been there for years. He's the morning drive time guy. And we talked through this whole partial birth abortion issue. He played a clip when he interviewed Janet Folger on this subject after the Supreme Court issued their ruling, Gonzalez v. Carhart. He was so powerful. He challenged Janet Folger, and he wasn't strongly confrontational with her, but she was supporting this ruling when there is no justification to support this ruling. So he did a tremendous job helping me explain to the audience that this ruling is brutally wicked. This ruling is more evil. This ruling is more violent and brutal than the partial birth abortion technique that it regulates. And it's evil. And National Right to Life, and tragically many of our largest Christian ministries, want you to believe that this is a victory, that it is a righteous ruling, that it is pro-life, that it protects unborn children. And now, one by one, major leaders of the pro-life industry are admitting that this partial birth abortion ruling will not prevent a single abortion. And you know what that means? That means Christians were misled and donors were deceived over a period of about 15 years to giving $250 million responding to partial birth abortion fundraising letters and telephone solicitation $250 million, a quarter of $1 billion given to a project that millions of Christians were misled as to what it was about, having no idea that it had no authority to prevent a single abortion, to save a single innocent life, and that if anything, it would result in more brutal, more painful killing of unborn children. Wow, what a devastation. Okay. So our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So WPOS 102.1 FM, I think it was, in Toledo, that went extremely well. People called in for copies of the DVD, and the radio station will continue to distribute the DVD there in Toledo. And then we went on to church after church, mini seminars. I got to speak to a black church in Chicago, the Westside Grace Ministries. And the pastor is Michael McDaniel. And what an honor. I've been to black churches and attended services at black churches, but I think this is the first time I've had the honor of preaching at a black church. And we taught Sunday school. I got to present the adult Sunday school, and it was all about the Bible, taking the Bible rightly divided, understanding that there are some laws that were only for Israel, and there are other laws that apply to all the nations of the world. And those laws include do not murder, do not steal, and so on. The government should enforce those laws. And so I presented to a black church teaching how we know which of the laws in the Bible we should apply to government. And as Christians, we should do our best to influence the government to be righteous. And some people asked, well, as Christians, shouldn't we not be involved in politics or government? And I asked a plumber who comes to your home, do you want him to be wicked or righteous? And they said, well, righteous. Why? Well, for one, we don't want him to steal from us. And two, we care about him. Love your neighbor. Okay, how about a judge? How about the mayor? How about the governor and the president? Do you want them to be evil? Or do you care about their eternal souls? The Bible says when the wicked rule, the people groan. And when the righteous govern, the people rejoice. So, of course, we want people in all areas of human endeavor to love God and honor him. So, of course. Well, anyway, that went extremely well, extremely well. People came up afterward, and the people at that event did not know me before the event. Only the pastor did, Michael McDaniel. But the people at the church didn't know me, and so it's very awkward to go into a church and start selling things. That's awkward. That's why at Denver Bible Church, we do not bring Bob Inert Live materials for sale at Denver Bible Church. It's too awkward. It's like using your church as your own little marketplace. And so when we do bring Bob Inert Live materials over there, and this has been for all the years that we've had the church, like we'll bring Mount Moriah, which is the Evidence for the Resurrection DVDs, and we give them for free to anyone at the church who wants help witnessing to someone else that the Lord actually did rise from the dead. So we said at this church, if you would like a copy of these DVDs, then we reduce the price because these people didn't know us and make the checks payable to the church. So not payable to Bob Inert Live. And we were thrilled to see so many people getting copies of the DVD, and it was real, real exciting. So here is, again, another beachhead in the black community that Bob Inert Live has this excellent working relationship with an increasing number of churches and black ministers. And we are thrilled about that, especially our Bible materials, like the plot, an overview of the whole Bible, our manuscript. So exciting. We have that translated into Spanish. It's being used in Central America at a Bible Institute and at Hispanic churches here in America. So if you're interested in our Bible materials, please call us 1-800-8-NYART. You could ask for a catalog or go to our store. We have a brand new store online at kgov.com, and we are gradually adding our products. So if you go there, you only see a handful of products. Well, those are our core products, but every week we should be adding more and more. We have about 80 resources that we can offer people to study God's Word, to know how to be able to equip yourself to challenge our culture and to bring answers to people who ask and to teach people right from wrong, and that there is right and wrong because there is a God who made us and He is the judge of right and wrong. Okay, so then we did mini seminars on this on Friday evening, Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis. They turned out extremely well. They went beautifully. Also, Sunday night was probably the most significant event. Now, the radio station, we probably talked to about at least 3,500 people in Toledo. And so that could end up being the most significant event of the whole trip. But for people there and the response being so supportive and people being on fire to help raise up an alternative leadership for the pro-life movement in America, Sunday night at Adam Briggs Church in Goshen, Indiana. Wow, was that powerful. That was Damascus Road Bible Fellowship, Adam Briggs, the pastor, and there were 60 people there. Goshen, Indiana is this little town. 60 people there, standing room only. We showed the DVD, Focus on the Strategy. That way, instead of doing it live, it could take longer, an hour and a half. And on the DVD, it took 55 minutes. And then the Q&A, there was a member of one of the Indiana Right to Life chapters. He was there. There was a member of the press there. And the Indiana Right to Life guy made a commitment to me, to the whole group, that he is going to follow up with their state director, that his chapter is called St. Joseph Right to Life, that they are fully in agreement. In fact, they've been talking with Professor Charles Rice from Notre Dame. Notre Dame is in their chapter district, and they are completely in agreement with him that the pro-life strategy has undermined the personhood of the child, that it is immoral and ineffective. And I was interviewed by a reporter with a small local paper in northern Indiana, and he promised to send the article that they publish to us, so that'll be enjoyable. And also urged us to run our full-page letter in their publication, and that they'd give us quite a discount. So we got to think that through. Maybe there's somebody in northern Indiana who's saying, hey, okay, we'd like to help with that. But let's now go to the phones. Quinn, and we saw Quinn in Indiana. Quinn, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob.
Howdy, what's up, sir?
It was good to see you for a few moments up there at Goshen.
All right, thank you.
Last night, it was a thrill to have you out there. And man, it was quite a turnout. I didn't know that little area could fit that many people into it.
Into a small church. It was a complete blessing, and it's an indication. I mean, we went to the National Right to Life annual convention in Kansas City, and we were the enemy. They kicked Colorado Right to Life out of their national group that week. This is just, 2 weeks ago. And we had a hospitality suite that was a wild success, with hundreds of National Right to Life people coming across the aisle to our side, up 40 floors, to our hospitality suite, and agreeing with us, thanking us, giving us hugs, encouraging us, and saying that they would help to identify and support this alternative pro-life leadership in America. It's just a thrill.
Yeah, it looks like we're making some pretty good progress, and I'm really excited about the prospect of getting the full-page open letter out into one or more papers up here in our area.
Yeah, that is exciting. Now, Quinn, you lead a chapter of a pro-life organization, is that right?
Yeah, it covers northern Indiana, yeah.
Tell us what that is.
It's called Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust.
Sure, Survivors is people who were born after 1973?
Yeah, anyone born after then can count themselves as a...
So survivors, and you're head of the Northern Indiana chapter.
Yeah, we've got a good number of people up here, and we're, as best we can, we're getting out to the clinics, and we're trying to shut the clinics down. That's one of our main focuses,
mm-hmm.
is to shut down the killing centers in Northern Indiana. There's not a whole lot of them.
Right.
I think there's a number that we can be at. We can shut them down one by one.
Well, that is tremendous, and we know that protesting, especially at an abortionist home, is one of the factors that the media, including the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, just recently the L.A. Times, they identify that protesting at an abortionist home or at the staff members of abortion clinics at their homes is one of the most significant factors that make it difficult to keep abortionists employed.
Yeah, I know the article in the L.A. Times you're talking about, and I know you know Warren Hearn. You've heard him speak, and he said directly, you guys just don't have it in you to become an abortionist and face the criticism that we bring.
Right, and the protest. And so, you know, there is that factor that helps to make it difficult for the abortion industry to staff their clinics. And there's another factor, too. You know, pregnancy among young women has dropped by about a third since 1990, and that's partly because of the explosion of the birth control pill. It's also because of epidemic bisexuality and lesbianism among middle school, high school, and college-age women. And so there are these different factors that have lowered abortion. But as with any industry, when abortion was legalized, it became like a get-rich-quick scheme for doctors who were lousy doctors.
Uh-huh.
But they could kill kids and make quite a bit of money, and most of it was a cash business. And so Planned Parenthood basically began to dominate the market, and as with any market, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's fixing brakes, you know, now you have Brakes Plus, or if it's changing your oil, you have Grease Monkey, and when an industry gets going, it ends up with hundreds or thousands of outlets, and then the industry matures. And it consolidates, and so the child-killing centers that are more effective, they tend to put out of business the ones that are less effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, National Right to Life will point to abortion clinics that have gone out of business, and they'll take credit for 100% of those, and they'll say it's because of our work that these clinics have gone out of business.
Right.
And that's just simply not true. In fact, in California, you got abortion clinics that have sued Planned Parenthood for putting them out of business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They haven't sued National Right to Life for putting them out of business.
Yeah, we're talking about protesting a bit here and some of the controversy that surrounded you guys, surrounded us as far as criticizing the strategy of National Right to Life. And I put out a question to someone who's kind of vocal, vocal pro-life proponent,
right?
That doesn't like our criticism of Dobson and
of Dr. Dobson, yeah.
And the strategy. I let her know that I have a $1,200 rebate coming in the mail in the next couple months or so.
Mm-hmm.
It will get here eventually. And I wanted to know, what do you think would be the best use of that money? Should I send it to a lawyer that works for National Right to Life or Americans United for Life, or should I spend that? The best use, would that be better to use that money to buy $1,200 worth of graphic signs we could use outside the clinic?
Yeah.
And I didn't get a response, but I feel like if I gave money to lawyers for their strategy to try and go at this, you know, through the judicial system and trying to get laws passed that regulate murder, it would be a complete waste.
Well, yeah, and we shouldn't suggest, as we fight this battle... It's
mm-hmm.
It's good because people connect with this instantly. It's good to point out that National Right to Life has, and Jay Sekulo and the AUL, Americans United for Life, and ACLJ and all these groups, that they have turned over the spiritual direction of a Christian movement to lawyers. That's
mm-hmm.
what they've done, and that is a significant reason why the pro-life movement and much of the body of Christ has gone down the path of virtual agnosticism,
right.
Secular humanism, supporting laws and campaigns and rulings as though there were no God. Because God says, do not murder. And we don't have the authority. God has not delegated to us the authority to regulate the killing of innocent children. And that is the strategy of National Right to Life, is regulating the killing of the innocent. And guess what that strategy does? It ends up expanding the abortion fight. So far, 40 years. It could end up being 100 years. And it enables them to claim victories every 6 months, year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. They claim victories that are no victories, victories that do not have the authority to save a single child's life, and it enables them to continue to raise hundreds of millions of dollars for salaries and pension funds. And lawyers are really good at taking a problem and making it last 10 times longer than it needed to last, because they're the ones who are benefiting financially as both sides have a protracted war.
Right. They don't want anything done quickly, because if they stop working the case, they don't get paid.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey, Quinn, thank you for your encouragement.
Oh, thanks a bunch for coming to Goshen.
You're very welcome. May God bless you. I appreciate that. And we have here in Colorado, we have Denver Bible Church in Arvada, where I have the honor of being the pastor and preaching. This past Sunday, yesterday, Gordon Carroll, he preached. He's one of our elders. But I will be back in the pulpit, Lord willing, this Sunday and through the summer. And we invite you to come and visit. You know, that's our base. That's our base. And when our base is strong, we are able to continue to reach out and fight this fight and so many other fights against atheism and against evolution. I got to go to the Creation Museum on this trip. It was a whirlwind trip, but I interviewed the co-founder of the museum with Ken Ham, Mark Loy. That was wonderful. Lord willing, we'll be airing that interview. And Jason Lyle. The Creation Museum is extraordinary. It is absolutely extraordinary. It is going to bring tens of thousands of people to the Lord. It is so powerful. And the planetarium, and it's all as professional as could be, you're going to love it when you go there. And our church will be bringing a busload in August, if we could put that together. We're working on that. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a neat school. And check out kgov.com.